Well, I told you guys I would be back. You couldn't get rid of me that easy. Okay, I'm like a bad plague. I just keep coming back. Barry was right. I want to kind of fill you guys in this past month. It's been a crazy month for us. This past month it's been like a year. It feels like it's been years. Our last Sunday here was a hard Sunday for us. It was a hard day for me. I know it was a hard day for Savannah when we had to follow God and take that step of faith, and we did. And just like Kate, just like we talked about in Sunday school this morning, it was a fresh start. And Savannah's got a little friend down there. Her kids go to school together, and her friend goes to this church, Calvary Baptist, the one that we've been going to, and the whole week they've been talking. We're gonna be there this Sunday, and hey, we're gonna look out for you. You know, just come sit by us, and you know somebody. We got a friend. Everything was good. It's a fresh start. No responsibilities going to this church. You walk in, you sit down, and you just get to enjoy the Lord and worship the Lord. Plans changed. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that in the sermon today. Plans changed. All week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's all good. I don't have to study for a Sunday school lesson. I ain't got to worry about, all right, I hope Justin's going to be here on Sunday. Make sure he's going to be an usher, and Matt's going to be there. And Randy, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, you got to make sure you got all your guys lined up. I had no responsibilities all week. Go to work, come home, enjoy a nice supper. It's good. Friday, I'm at work, and I'm working just right down the road here, right down Ridge Road, and pastor texts me and says, hey, this lady from New Chicago Baptist Church was wanting your information. They're looking for somebody to fill their pulpit, so I gave her your number. Thanks, pastor. Good looking out. And it wasn't 5 minutes later that this lady calls me. And you know how long it's been since I've had a 962 number come up on my phone, you know. And so I answer it. I'm thinking, man, this ain't JJ's calling. You know, so I pick up the phone. And it's just the sweetest lady. And says, you know, Brother Chris, I know it's short notice. Here it is Friday afternoon. But would you be willing to come fill the pulpit at our church? And it's like, you know, your friends that ask you to move, you know, you just can't tell them no. You know, and so you're like, how do you tell this sweet old lady, no, sorry, I got better things to do. You can't do that. You can't tell God no. And so I said, sure, no problem. I'll be there Sunday. Just, you know, fill me in on how you guys do your order of service, and I'll be there. And I said that, and I hung up the phone. I'm thinking, Chris, what did you just do? What did you just commit to? And so I'm trying to finish my job, finish the day, and I call Savannah on the way home, and I tell Savannah, I said, hey, you looking forward to going to that church Sunday? And she's like, yeah, I've got her friends there, and, you know, we're going to be a good thing. I said, well, here's the thing. Plans changed, okay? We're going to be coming back to New Chicago. And they asked me to fill the pulpit there. And so we were all on board. We go to this church, and it's a beautiful little church right there. If you guys know New Chicago, I think Kristen, you went there for you. I think you're probably born in that church. It is a beautiful little church. Their pastor of 46 years passed away, and they want somebody to fill the pulpit. And I was, Lord, thank the Lord that I was able to fill that pulpit. And it was such an awesome experience to go into a church. But you, at first, I didn't know anybody there. Nobody there. And I'm sitting in the front pew, you know, waiting as the service is about to begin. I look behind me, and there's a guy that I graduated high school with. Me and Savannah graduated with him. And I haven't seen him since the day we graduated high school with. So it'd been like 12 years since I'd seen him. And it was just, it was so amazing that not only do you see your high school chums, high school friends, but you see them in church. And it was so awesome. And to think, and I looked and I said, hey, Jory, did you expect 12 years ago that you'd be coming to church with a guy that you went to high school with, not just a guy you went to high school with, but Chris Mendoza is going to be your preacher? You know, and his mind was blown. Hey, Chris Mendoza preaching at my church. Isn't this something? It was a crazy deal. And so we preached there that Sunday. Then the next Sunday was our anniversary. We went away for the weekend, had a great weekend. Then we went to this church that we're attending now. It's Calvary Baptist. It's a church that's in our association. It's the furthest church east, but it's still in our association. And you know that you're in a Southern Baptist church, and Savannah's laughing. You know that you're in a Southern Baptist church when we're sitting in the back of the sanctuary, and there's a couple web boys. I like to call them web boys because they were a little out of control at some time. You know, Mike, you know what I'm talking about. And so they're stirring up over here, right? And I'm just laughing to myself because I'm like, it's like we're back in our own church. You got the web boys over here, and grandma come over and introduced herself, and it was great. But the web boys' mom had a wooden spoon. And I said, now you know you're in a Southern Baptist church. I have never seen a wooden spoon in our church before. So there is a first for everything. It was awesome. It was just one of those things where you just laugh at the Lord. And know that's the Sunday school director, and everybody goes to Sunday school, okay? Bring a wooden spoon. We're going to get started in this sermon. The title, Living by Faith. Living by Faith. And you know, it's funny how the inspirations for sermons, I never really give it any thought as the inspiration to sermons. But we were sitting in church last Sunday, and Sophia is sitting with me, and she's thumbing through her little Bible. And I asked her, I said, what's your favorite story in the Bible? And usually it's the very first page she turns to. But this time she kept on thumbing through, and she goes, this is my favorite one. She's like, Zacchaeus. And I thought, that's interesting. I said, I'm going to read up a little bit about Zacchaeus, you know. And so I did. I turned to Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. And I started reading a little bit about Zacchaeus. And some of this stuff is really good that I wanted to get into today. Barry, you talked about Pastor this morning and Pastor Appreciation Month. And guys, I really hope that you understand and have a knowledge of how great our pastor is. And I say our pastor because he's still my pastor. I've been gone a month, but in that month, I've talked to Pastor more than I've talked to him in the past 6 months. Because I'm trying to, you guys have been talking about Abram and stepping on into faith and just going and not knowing where you're going. And Pastor has been right there beside me this whole way. You know, I don't go to this church anymore. But he still texts me, hey, how's things going? Hey, you know, this guy was asking about you. I'm going to give him your name and number. You know, when you go to the church, when the first thing you say when you go to the church and your supply preacher is, hey, I'm super excited to be here, and I hope you guys already understand that I'm super excited to be here. You know, when Pastor texts me and asks me, hey, I'm going to Ecuador. Do you think you could fill the pulpit for me? The first thing I did was call Savannah and was like, hey, guess what? Guess what's happening? We're going to go back to Grace. And it was, hey, do you want to go back to Calvary or, and stay there? And I'll go to, no. We're all going to Grace. Well, you know, we want to come back and we want to be with our family, you know, because, and how cool was it when we walked in, Charlie, the first thing Charlie says to me, he takes me, he embraces me and says, welcome home. Welcome home. And it is, that's the way it is. This is home. And I hope you guys just really appreciate your pastor because he is, you know. Stand with me if you will. We're going to read God's word. We're going to read Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. Stand with me and read God's word. He entered Jericho and was passing through. There was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector. He was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because of the crowd, since he was a short man. So running ahead, he climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was about to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today I must stay at your house." So quickly he came down and welcomed him joyfully. All who saw it began to complain, "He's going to lodge with a sinful man." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, I'll give half my possessions to the poor, Lord, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will pay back four times as much." "Today salvation has come to this house," Jesus told him, "because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost." Amen. Go ahead and have a seat, please. The first point, and we're going to kind of break these verses down. Who or what do you seek? Who or what do you seek? And we're reading the story about Zacchaeus, and I'm sure you guys have heard this story time and time again. There's even a little song that I don't even know the song. Sophia and Savannah, they know the song. I don't. And some of you guys are already humming it. I can hear you. Okay? Who was Zacchaeus? Okay? Verse 2, it says, "There was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." That's what the Bible tells us about Zacchaeus. Okay? He was the chief tax collector. Okay? We know at this time what they thought about tax collectors. Okay? And they were not very good people. They were cheating people. And not only was he just the tax collector, he was the chief tax collector of all of Jericho. So he was the main guy, the main tax collector in Jericho. And what else does he say? He was rich. He was rich. He was very wealthy. Okay? Verse 3. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because of the crowd, since he was a short man. Up to this point in Zacchaeus' life, it was all about Zacchaeus. It was all about his greed, his money. He's being this chief tax collector. It was all about Zacchaeus, okay, until verse 3. Verse 3 says, "And he was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because of the crowd, since he was a short man." He was trying to see who Jesus was. I don't think there's any doubt that Zacchaeus heard of Jesus. Jesus is making a big ruckus. I mean, he's traveling around. He's healing blind people. He's raising people from the dead. I mean, he is doing some awesome things. So there's no doubt that Zacchaeus has heard about Jesus. And now Jesus is coming to Jericho. Now Jesus is walking down the street. So Zacchaeus, he wants to know what's going on. God was already working when he wanted to see Jesus. If he didn't care about what was going on, about what Jesus was doing, he just kept on going about his business. But God was already working. He wanted to see Jesus. Okay? He was looking to seek Jesus. So running ahead, verse 4, he climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was about to pass that way. So running ahead, he climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was about to pass that way. That's funny. You and Zacchaeus have a lot in common today. A lot in common. I believe that this message is for somebody here today. And I will stand on that because I know it to be true because God has pounded this in my head. You are just like Zacchaeus. You are intentionally seeking God, whether you know it or not. You are in church for a reason today. How many of you guys knew that I was coming today? Okay. A few, not everybody, right? I made a couple calls, okay? Some of you are here for your friends, you know? Maybe some of you are here because there's a really cute girl that you like and she likes to go to church, okay? But you are intentionally at church today. It didn't happen by accident. You didn't just wake up and then fall into your car, then happen to drive to Grace Baptist Church and then fall into your pew. You didn't do that, okay? You're intentionally here at church this morning. You're here for a reason. God has a reason for it, okay? Zacchaeus was intentionally trying to see Jesus. He was trying to see Jesus so much that he couldn't push through the crowd to see him, so he ran ahead to where he was going, climbed up a tree so he could see Jesus. He was intentionally seeking Jesus. I don't know how many of you guys have ever tried hard to see somebody famous, okay? I don't think there's any doubt. I love Notre Dame football. I do. We go to, we've been to two games this year. First game, we like to go to the opening day and get there and enjoy all the pregame activities as far as, you know, the players walk into the stadium. And an hour before, and we stand there for an hour before the players walk down into the stadium, there's a line that forms and a crowd that forms. And everybody's got to stay at this line. You can't cross that line. And when the players and the coaches come, everybody presses in. And everybody's trying to see. And do you remember that the little girl that was there? And Savannah was nice enough to let the little girl in, to let her see, to see the players. But a girl, she was short, just like Zacchaeus. He was trying to press in to see what was going on. He wanted to see what was going on, but he couldn't. He couldn't make it through. So he goes ahead, climbs up a sycamore tree, and waits on Jesus. He just wants to see him. Wants to see him. What are you seeking? Or who are you seeking? Is your thoughts on something else? Are you intentionally seeking the Lord? Sometimes, whether you know it or not, you're intentionally seeking the Lord. Amen. Verse 5, this is divine meeting. This is a divine meeting. Verse 5, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today I must stay at your house. Now, I've heard the song. You guys have started humming a little song about Zacchaeus and Jesus comes up and it sounds fun. I take it very serious. That if I'm intentionally seeking Jesus and I'm up in this tree, I'm Zacchaeus, and I'm up in this tree, and you know that everybody around you, all these Jewish people, hate you. They do not like you. You are the chief tax collector. They do not like you. And you're here in this tree. All these people that are not your friends are surrounding Jesus. Jesus walks up, looks up in the tree, and he calls him by name. By name. Not, hey, you, come down from that tree. He says, Zacchaeus. He calls him by name. Jesus has called you by name. And he still does. He still does. Jesus says, I must stay. There's another very important part of this verse. It says, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today I must stay at your house. It kind of contradicts itself, because in verse 1, it says he entered Jericho and was passing through. Jesus had planned to just pass through. Now, as Jesus was passing through, he looks up at the tree and he sees Zacchaeus. Plans changed. The plans have changed. Jesus just passing through now has changed. Okay? Sometimes our plans change. Our plans of going down to this other church and just enjoying the Lord and maybe not having the responsibilities at first. The times where you could just go and enjoy. And Friday afternoon, plans change. This Sunday, today, we're going to be at the church when Pastor Tech's plans change. Okay? When we moved to Portage 6, 8, 7 years ago, we bought our house in Portage. That was our house. That was going to be our house until we retired. We were going to raise our kids in that house, and that was going to be it. That was, we're spending the rest of our lives right here. Plans changed. Okay? Plans change. Verse 6. So he quickly came down and welcomed him joyfully. You know, Jesus called each and every one of you guys out by name. Called you out by name. He called me out by my name. How did you respond? Did you respond like Zacchaeus and come quickly? Or are you still stuck in a tree? Think about it. Think about it. Verse 7. It says, all who saw it began to complain. He's gone to lodge with a sinful man. How dare that, Jesus? Do you know who Zacchaeus is? He's a sinner. He's a chief tax collector. He oppresses Jesus' people, his family. He oppresses them. How dare you go lodge with this guy, stay the night at this guy's house? How dare you? What does Jesus say about it? Turn to Matthew 9. Turn to Matthew 9, verse 11. Matthew 9, verse 11. What does it say? When you were there, say amen. Okay, half of you. So the other half, don't pay attention. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked the disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? I think this is funny. Because this happens to me at work a lot. People are talking. They're talking. And they think you don't hear. Listen, Jesus heard them. What does he say? But when he heard this, he said, those who are well don't need a doctor, but the sick do. What did Jesus come for? Jesus didn't come for the healthy people. He come for the sinners. He come to seek and save the lost. That's what verse 10 says. We're going to get to that. Okay? Third point. Are you willing to give it up? You willing to give it up? In Sunday school this morning, talked about stuff. Right? Stuff. And I tell you what, church, I am so blessed. And it truly blesses my heart this morning. I taught young adults for 7, 8 years. And I didn't think anybody would really step up when I took off. I thought, well, you know, God will provide. You know, have faith. God will provide. And I come to church this morning, and I really haven't talked to a whole lot of people about, you know, well, how's the young adults doing, or did they split the class up? What are they doing with that? And I come to church this morning, and I said, so, where's Sunday school at? I said, well, same room. You know, Kate's teaching the married couple. Jason's got the singles. And I thought, okay, cool. And so I go down. And I tried my best to intimidate Kate, but she's unshakable. And to sit there and listen and study God's word with a person that I've taught for so many years, it is a blessing to know that the young adults are in good hands. The married people of this church are in good hands. This morning, the ushers come forward, and I took a step, and Savannah had to hold me. He said, hey, you're not an usher no more. How awesome is it to sit there and let the ushers come forward? Listen to Randy pray. I couldn't get him to pray for the past 6 years. You know? But he prayed. It's beautiful. Didn't know he could say that kind of stuff. It's a blessing to know that the church is in good shape. That God shows up. God is faithful. God is faithful. You willing to give it up? You know, we talked about all our stuff in Sunday school class and how much stuff we have and how much are we willing to give it up, right? Verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, I'll give half my possessions to the poor." And he says, "Lord," he recognizes who he is. "And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I'll pay back four times as much." Now you're talking about chief tax collector who is known for cheating people. Pay back four times as much. Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. Let's turn, if you will, if you got your Bibles open, it's pretty much on the same page. Luke 18. Verses 18 through 23. Do you have that? Look, Adam's so good. We don't give Adam enough credit. Some of you guys laughed. The rich young ruler. You guys have heard this story too. It says, a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good but one, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And he replies, "I have kept all these from my youth," he said. When Jesus heard this, he told him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." After he heard this, he became extremely sad because he was very rich. What's the difference? What's the difference between the rich young ruler and Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was willing to give it up. All that he had, all that he worked for, he was just willing to give it up. It meant nothing to him in light of Jesus Christ. But the thing is, you know, Jesus asked the rich young ruler to give it up. Jesus never asked Zacchaeus to do that. He never asked him to do that. Let's look at verse 9. Luke 19, verse 9. It says, "Today, salvation has come to this house," Jesus told him, "because he too is a son of Abraham." Because he too is a son of Abraham. Not because he's a Jew, but because of his faith. Now, you guys have been studying about Abraham, and you know it was accredited to Abraham, his righteousness, because of his faith. His faith. That's what is in relation between Zacchaeus and Abraham. And the last verse here, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost." He has come to seek and save the lost. Are you intentionally seeking God today? Did you come to church this morning intentionally seeking God today? Whether you know it or not, God seeks you out. Jesus could have walked a different path. He could have done a lot of different things. But he walked to that tree, he looked up, and he told Zacchaeus, "Come down, because today I'm going to stay at your house." There was a divine meeting there. God has a divine meeting with each and every one of us. There's a time where Jesus calls you out by name, and it's up to you to respond whether or not you're going to come down from that tree quickly or you're going to stay in that tree. And for some of you guys, today is that day today. Jesus called you out. You're here intentionally today. Today is a day that pastors away.
And so what's the old saying? When pastor's away, the congregation may play. You skip church because pastor's not here. Well, you're here today. Why? Why? You're intentionally seeking God. He has called you out by name. Will you come to him today? Zacchaeus was in that tree. Jesus walked up and he called him out by name. I remember when I was 21, I was sitting right over there. Jesus called me out by name. He called me out by name. And you got two choices. You could either come quickly, come walk this aisle and have a little talk, or you could stay stuck in that tree. It's your choice. If you bow your head, close your eyes, let's talk a little bit.